Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Memtes, Menachas 49a, pagination is 97. We start at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. Hatamidin ein ma'akvin es hamusafim, the Karban Talmud, the daily Karban and the Beis HaMikdash, is not going to infringe on the Musafim, the special holiday Karbanos. And the Musafim are not going to infringe on the Tamidim. And they don't infringe, withhold one on the other. So let's see a question which is posed by the Gemara. Rav Chiya bar Avin posed the following question. Tzibur she'en lohen Tamidim u'Musafim. A tzibur, a congregation, a generation, by the time of the Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't have enough animals for both the Tamidin, the daily karbanos, and the musafin, the holiday karbanos, ezimim kodem, which one should be given priority? And we know all the things that swirl in people's minds. On the one hand, the Tamidim are regular. This is the very essence, the core of every single day. On the other hand, Musafim, if you don't bring it today, you'll never have another chance. The Tamidin, it looks like I'll be able to bring a Tamid tomorrow. Obviously, it's not the Tamid of today. But in people's minds, you have the same question, Arba Minim or a different daily Karban. But if I miss the Arba Minim, I won't have another chance till next year. So there's a certain heightened awareness swirling through people's minds as to which one should be given priority. Hey, Chidami, the Gemara says, what exactly is the case that we're trying to compare these two important mitzvahs? Ilema tamidin diyomei musafim diyomei, if you mean the tamid of that day, the day of the holiday, and the musafim of that day, pshita tamidim adifi. The Gemara says certainly the tamidim should be given priority, davalu tadir umukudosh, because whatever holiness the day has, because it's yomtiv, and therefore its karbanos are more holy, so the musafim are holy, and the tamid of that day is the tamid of yomtiv. So the Tamid is just as Mekudosh as the Musaf, but in addition, it's Tadir, it's a constant, it's a common mitzvah, and a mitzvah that comes often, that comes commonly. We have a concept of Tadir v'she'ena Tadir, Tadir Kodem, that the common mitzvah has a certain momentum to it, however we word it, but the Tadir gets priority. So certainly the Tamid of that very day is Tadir and Mekudosh and would be given priority. Ella, the Gemara says on the next line, Tamidin de la Machar Musafim de Ha'idna, must be that what was being compared was the Tamidim of tomorrow when it's not the holiday and the Musafim of today when it is the holiday. And these animals are going to be used for one mitzvah or the other. What should I do? Tamidim adifi, should I save them for tomorrow, shekein tadir, because that's the common mitzvah, the steady mitzvah, and more important. So even though it's not a yomtiv mitzvah, it'll be after yomtiv, but it's a tadir. O dilma musafim adifi davale mekudosh, or maybe the musafim are going to be more important because they're on the holiday, and Mekudosh would be more valued than the Tadir of tomorrow. Amale, he answered him, I hear your question, Tin Yesua. That must be what we learned in the Mishnah. Hatamidim ein ma'akvin es hamusafim v'lo hamusafim ma'akvin es hatamidim. The karbanos don't infringe one on the other. And the musafim don't infringe on each other. What would be the case? If the question is that you have karbanos and you want to know, can I do the musaf first? So we know that you can't do the musaf first. The tamid has to be the first thing that's brought. Onto Amud Beis, Elapshita, what must be delesle, he simply doesn't have enough karbanos. Ve'i diyomei, and if it's the karban of today, amai, why is there any discussion? Tadir umakudash, tadir adif. If you have the question of tadir and makudash, so the tadir, the karban tamid, should come first. Elalav de lamachar. It must be that we're dealing with the tamid of tomorrow, and you're anticipating that you won't have the karban. Uketani ein ma'akvin ze'ese. They can't infringe one on the other. Alma ki hadadi ninhu. The Gemara says they're equal. The Rambam presents the conclusion of the Gemara in Tamidim Musafim Ches Chaf and writes, Lo matzu ela shnei chevasim, if they only found two animals, im yakriva osan le musaf hayom ein lem tamidim lemachar, and if they use them for the carbon musaf today, they will not have tamidin for tomorrow. Says the Rambam, arei adavar shakul, it's equal. And that's how we're understanding the Mishnah, that it's not ma'akev. They don't infringe on each other. No one is greater or gets priority one on the other. Im ekrivim lemusaf hayom hekrivu. If they brought them for the carbon musaf today, it's brought. It's a done deal. Vim ratzu la'anichem lemacha latamidin yanichu. And if they want, they could hold them for tomorrow, because tamidin are pretty important, so to speak. And if they wanted to hold it over for tomorrow, for the tamidim, yanichu, that's a justifiable approach as well. The Gemara continues to make an effort to resolve this topic, and I just want to skip to one of the comments, which has to do with our slichos of preparing for Rosh Hashanah. You take a look at the Gemara about 10 lines up. D'tanya ben Bagbag Omer. Ben Bagbag taught, Minayin l'tamid shetan bikur dalid yomim kodam shchita. They had to have 6 animals for the Karban Tamid lined up so that they would get 4 days of checking before they were brought for shchita. Talmud Lomar, and we learn this from Tishmeru lahakriv li b'mo'ado, you should guard them to bring them in the proper time. Ulahalan hu omer v'hayalachem l'mishmeres ad arba'as ayom. On the 10th of Nisan, the Jews were told that it should be guarded until the 14th, the animal prepared for the Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim. Ma lahalan tan bikur arba'a yomim kodem shchita. Just like over there, it's 4 days before the Shechita. Afkantan bikur arba yom kodem Shechita. Here also 4 days before Shechita. And therefore the Gemara tells us, it's about the 7th line down from the top of the page. I should have introduced this topic by reading it. Ein pochsen mishisha tala'im hamavukarim belishkas hatala'im. They have to have, you don't have less than 6 of these animals checked in the room designated for these animals, the holding area, because you need the 2 for today, and you're going to have 6 remaining, which represents 3 additional checks, days of checking. They use 2 a day, so besides today, 3 additional days of checking. In Laws of Rosh Hashanah, Taf Kuf Pei Aleph, we're told that there have to be at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah of Slichas, and therefore, if Rosh Hashanah is not later in the week, such that if Rosh Hashanah falls out in a way that they don't get 4 days of preparation from Matzoi Shabbos, which is Sunday, if they don't get their 4 days, then we're going to start Slichas on the previous week. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav tells us, Va'otam shekavar bar yamim, another reason for this four-day concept. There are a number of reasons suggested, but one of them is shekematzino bekarbanos. We find by karbanos sheteunim biko mimum arba'a yamim kodem akrava. They had to be checked for 4 days before they were brought, and that's the concept of you'll never have less than six in the Lishkas Hataloyim. The two were taken off for today, and the remaining ones have another 3 days of check. And the Mishnah Berurah develops it and says, because we ourselves are va'asisam ola, are like bringing ourselves as a carbon, so to speak, as an offering, in a devout service in front of Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we need 4 days of preparation. Another dimension to add based on our Gemara is to think, what was the origin of why they needed 4 days of preparation by the animal, which is what we are learning this out of? They knew the 4 days from the 4 days of preparation for redemption in Mitzrayim. And similarly, that connotation is present as well by Rosh Hashanah, as we anticipate Sheyasu Lohem Nes, that Hashem will make a miracle for us, that it's a day of judgment, but it's also a day of redemption. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.